The tune is Brimington 309. I fain would love the day of rest, would still esteem this day the best. But oft, alas, I've need to say, how barren is my soul today. True, I frequent the house of prayer, I go and sit with others there, I hear and sing to pray, but oft my mind is called away.
Thank you.
prophecy of Isaiah chapter 59, the 59th of Isaiah. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice's eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their web shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday, as in the night. We are in desolate places, as dead men. We roar all like bears, and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and their sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw him, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance, the clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My Spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of my mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. May the Lord bless his word, and may he teach us how to pray. Oh, gracious God, we ask thee to bow down thy ear, to favour us to enter into those truths, the searching truths, Lord, of our sins and our iniquities that are recorded against us. And yet, Lord, we would look beyond them to one who makes intercession for us, the dear suffering Son of God, who laid down his life for his friends. And he is our friend, Lord, as we take heed to his commandments. We do pray, Lord, to be given a broken heart and contrite spirit, to be humbling yourself before thee, that we might be exalted in due time, casting all our care upon thee. And what care we have, Lord, when we consider our latter end, when we consider eternity before us, and when we consider the mighty God that rules on high and thunders when he pleases. Do, Lord, bring us into thy banqueting house this afternoon, and do grant thy love might be shed abroad in our hearts, unworthy dwelling, glorious guest, favour, astonishing divine. What the astonishing favours are bestowed upon thy people, when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come and guide us into all truth and applies the word. Oh, do bless our friends this afternoon here, and those, Lord, that are on the relay, we do pray thee, in Adelaide, and Lord, also our friend Connie down in Geelong. And do be with Lord and the friends up at Ryde this afternoon, we do pray thee. Bless and help thy dear servant to proclaim the name of the Lord, to encourage him still to trust thee for thy faithfulness, though, Lord, cast down, but still hoping in God. And do bring him safely with his beloved wife, safely amongst us in the week, we do pray thee. And in the next engagements after that on the Lord's Day, another week and a Sunday. But we do thank thee, Lord, for safety and conduct to him thus far. And may, Lord, he be favoured to be encouraged in the world and be with his flock, Lord, in England. Lord, thou knowest his people there. Thou knowest how they are missing, surely, in our midst. But thou knowest, Lord, thou hast granted faithful servants, Lord, to take his place in his absence. And, oh, Lord, do remember the causes in England. There much, Lord, to cause them anxiety and care and concern, especially, Lord, for those lone ones that seem to do their utmost to try and undermine the truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, do keep us, Lord, from bringing shame or reproach upon that dear head of thine. Give us grace, Lord, to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Help us as believers to fight the good fight of faith and ultimately lay hold on eternal life. What a blessed mercy to know it, Lord. What a blessed mercy to hear thou and receive those exceeding great and precious promises that can grant us that blessed assurance and good hope with grace that we shall yet get the victory of our body and sin and death through the merits of Jesus. We've lost a brother-in-law in the week, who, Lord, for many years had been a godly deacon in the cause, and now, Lord, his body, Lord, is waiting to be buried in the grave. But, Lord, we believe his soul is now in heaven. He is with Christ, which is far better. Do bless and comfort, Lord, his mourning widow, we do thank you. Amen. That she might be supported in the days hence, we do pray thee, and sanctify to family, to unregenerate family members, that we understand, Lord, his family members seem to have turned their backs upon the truth. Or might it be a time, Lord, of causing them to repent and believe? We do pray, Lord, remember family members over here, Lord, that have turned their backs upon the truth. And bless those that do attend. Both, Lord, both, Lord, here and also arrive. And send, Lord, us prosperity yet in Zion in these dark and solemn days. We also seek, Lord, thou to have mercy upon the country. Raise us up, those, Lord, that shall acknowledge thy day, shall acknowledge thee, and that we might yet see those leaders, Lord, that fear God and keep his commandments. For it is there, though there are doubts in their mind, Lord, we should not doubt what thou art able to do impossible things with this guilty land and nation. Teach us to do thy will, and deliver us from gay marriage. Give us from this so-called equality, Lord, of men and women. Lord, have mercy upon this nation before thou come and smite us with a curse. Oh, how solemn is the day and age that we live in. Men, Lord, that seem to despise thy instruction and teaching of thy word, help us still to go on praying. And we might from time to time see and realise that thou dost rule, and thou dost govern the affairs, Lord, that rule over us. And bring down, Lord, those antichrists that seem to do their utmost in undermining the word of God. We ask now, Lord, thy blessing upon us. Give one what to speak in the hour. Give us strength for the days of demand. And thou afterwards take us each home in peace and safety. We do beg of thee, and do still supply a need. And now, Lord, do forgive our sin, all we ask in this, as we ask it for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn number 70. The tune is 2M76. Thrice comfortable home, that calms my troubled, my stormy breast. My Father's hand prepares the cup, and what he wills is best. My fearful heart he reads, secures my soul from harm. All underneath his mercy spreads, its everlasting arms. Number 70. Thank you. direct you prayerfully to the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 59 and reading verse 20. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. How vital it is that we might know him, to realise what it cost him to redeem one soul, let alone a multitude of souls that no man can number, and all their sins nailed him to that cross. Sins prior to his death, and sins since his death to the end of time. When we look at it and think of it, this is a great mystery. God manifested in the flesh to go to the end of the law and magnify it and make it honourable. Countless transgressions, countless iniquities against the only begotten Son of God. And he says here, we know them. True believers will know what sin is. They'll know what it is to be convinced that they're sinners from the very conception, of which they had no control, but God knew. And through mercy he tells us he's a chosen people. He's got a chosen people. Oh, how privileged we are if we know a little about it with a little hope. Why me? Why you? Why me? We must ever lie in hell and not salvation free. It's all ready for these religious folk, so-called, that are full of their self-righteousness and pride. When you consider, dear friends, what it costs the Lord of life and glory, every soul redeemed by his precious blood, he felt the effects of it in his suffering. And that's no exaggeration. And we should know a little of it, feeling it at times, when the Lord so pricks us in the conscience, pricks us in the heart. And we still go along gleefully, dear friends, sinning against the mighty God. Not willfully, we have to realise this. This carnal mind enmity to God, and never will be. But with what that is impossible with us to change anything, God in his mercy causes his chosen people to be called by grace. And they carry this burden upon them, because by the grace of God they've heard his voice. They've sought to know him. And dear old Job said, "Did I know?" Oh, there are many confident in the flesh that they know where they're going. Do they? Do they really? They'll have a hope one day and they'll be down in the dumps another day because they know not and read not their title clear to the mansion in the sky. Such is the forgetfulness of poor sinful nature. But when the Lord so visits your soul and mine, you'll be brought there, I believe, to know him, the only true God, who is a spirit, the only true God, to know him through the very contact with the dear Son of God, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, and be made conformable unto his death. And sometimes we have a little hope that we have been crucified to the world, and others the doubts and the fears that seem to arise in your pathway and mine. We go along, don't we? Those responsibilities of life and those concerns of life. But oh, what a mercy of the Lord in his mercy has so favoured you and me. to realise that only He can withhold a conviction of sin. And also He can convince you of his sin whensoever He pleases in your life and mine. We should have nothing to be proud of, but we should be brought in our sanctified afflictions to realise all the purpose of God to bring our hearts down with labour, that we fall down and under hell, and to look to Him to save us for His mercy's sake. So as with Job, we see it. And as I say, even Job got into his ditch, didn't he, in low places. But the Lord brought him out into a wealthy place. And so with you and me, dear friends, we'll be brought out in a wealthy place ere we die by knowing this Redeemer. Because he's come, and He appoints unto them that mourn in Zion. This mourning is the gift of God as we mourn over our sins and after Him, and to be abundantly blessed with these tokens of His love, and unto them that turn. Oh, when you and I are turned, dear friends, by the grace of God, when we realise our inadequacy to do anything acceptable in His sight, and wait upon the Lord to renew our strength of faith and confirm our feeble knees, and say unto us of a fearful heart, fear not, thy God will come with vengeance. You see, as it said in that previous verse, the enemy comes in like a flood. And so He had come with vengeance to drive out the buyers and the sellers you are. It's a patient waiting time, isn't it? It's tarrying here in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. We want to know these experimental truths, don't we? And know that He has met with our cases and exercised us, although we backslide. In a moment with the tempter's power. And times the tempter's power to prove, times though, the balancing, times the face, the Saviour's love almost last as shall, and end as shall please our heavenly friend. Oh, how we long for more contact, more union and communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. In union with the Lamb, and condemnation free the saints of everlasting were and shall forever be. Because the Lord will hasten it in His own time and way to favour you and me with these real tokens of His love. And so, as He said, He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore His arm brought salvation unto him, and His righteousness it sustained him. So we realise the pathway of trial for the dear Son of God Himself while he wandered through this wilderness, often doing good, providentially, and also ultimately He stopped many in their mad career and brought them to look for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, to reveal to them that He had eternally loved them and laid down His life for His friends. And He are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Unto them that turn from transgression. You see, it tells us the way of transgressors is hard. It is hard. He hinders you and me in so many ways and things in life. And still we're so slow of heart to believe this is the Lord's doing. He brings our heart down with labour. We fall down. There's none to help. I'm talking now spiritually in your life and mine. He sanctifies your losses and your crosses. And He makes you willing in the day of His power to go in the strength of the Lord only. Dependence. Thy whole dependence on me fixed, nor entertain a thought. My worthless keys with mine are mixed, but venture to be naught. Born natural man wants to be something and somebody in this life. And aren't the many in religious field, dear friends, that imagine in their own heart that they are somebody and something great in the eyes of God, only to learn painfully that they've got nothing in their hand to bring and everything to cling to Him for, that He might favour them with evidences that they are, after all, born of God. And this is humbling. They're made true mourners in Zion over their sins and after Him. And through mercy, He grants them from time to time a little uplift for the token of His love through His word. And He favours them to feel the blessed Spirit of the Lord inditing prayer in their soul. And that indicted prayer He surely will hear and send answers of peace in due time. And then still they're troubled. Then still they find the waves and the billows go over their head of trouble. And yet still He brings them out into a wealthy place. And so they're strengthened with all might in the inner man to run with patience the race set before them, looking unto Jesus. And realizing how the Lord knew what it was to be afflicted and tried, in all points type as like as we are, yet without sin. And sinners can say in only they how precious is the Saviour. The Saviour's visit so precious. The words that He applies to your soul that meat, or in early days, the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby, and that strong meat that does them belong to those that are full age, to keep alive their humble hopes, that they shall yet get the victory over this body of sin and death. What a mercy then, to be favoured with that knowledge of the truth, and then to realise that, as the Lord said, without me ye can do nothing. So dependent upon the Lord to work in you and me both the will and do of His good pleasure, as you bring your hard things to Him, your impossible things to Him, and He hears them. But He still waits. He waits to be gracious unto you and me, because you turn from these transgressions. You'll forsake this and that sin, and He brings you into His banqueting house, and His banner over you is love. And it's all because the Lord said it. The Lord spoke His word. He's spoken His word to you. As you hear His voice, He makes you to lie down in green pastures. He leads you beside the still waters to restore your soul. Soul restoration. Is a wonderful thing to a barren sinner. We've sung it this afternoon. How barren is my soul today. But you're not satisfied with that. You still press on in the journey with a humble hope to find a little rest in the merits of Jesus through the glorious truths of the gospel that bears your drooping spirit up. Faithful and unchanging God lays the foundation of your hope in those in promises in blood. Where should we be without a promise to plead? You may not yet have felt it, but you know in the word of God that these promises, exceeding great and precious promises, they're without money, without price. And He says, how everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, he that hath no money, come ye buy wine and milk without money, without price. Grace is free. If it's your lot to receive it, you will receive it in that set time that God acknowledges is a due time to comfort your troubled heart and tell you to be still and know that I am God. Or is there anything too hard for the Lord in your case? Is there anything too difficult for you and me to encounter in our daily lives? No, we have to see and realize, thus far my God has led me on and made his truth and his mercy known unto me. And we bless him for these tokens of his love. And what he has given you, he does not withdraw. His promises, again, amen, he will not withdraw them. You may have felt to have had a promise and now seems a dark and dim day when that time came and you've lost the power and the beauty and the blessedness of it. Here come again. His word declares it. Spirit of the Lord shall lift up against Satan. Oh, can it be so, you might say? And can it be that I shall have an interest in the blood of Christ? Yes, you surely will, if he's given you a promise, though it may lay dormant for a season or two, maybe seasons or two, dear friends. But what he has spoken, he will fulfill in your life and mine, a time. Oh, do remember, my times are in thy hand, all events are at his command. A time then, and yet you can rejoice in this matter, preparing you and me for eternity, preparing you and me to stand before his face. His Spirit must the work perform all of his grace. Oh, may you be more mindful of these promises to turn you and me, dear friends, from the transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Oh, may we hold fast to these sayings of Scripture, and may he favour you and me to know something of the gathering of our souls around his word. And though, as I say, your doubts and your fears seem to be as great mountains before you, but who art thou, great mountain, before Zerubbabel, the Prince of Peace? Thou shalt find peace and pardon and eternity. And it'll be, heaven will be forever your dwelling place and mine. So we bless the Lord for this standard. It's the gospel standard, if it's not in the magazine, the truths that they put in there, yes. And so it is the standard, dear friends, of your religion and mine, the standard of truth, and ye should know it. And it will free you from the condemnation of the broken law. This is the word of the Lord. And one says, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. And what times of rejoicing you will have? Probably hold them on one hand, dear friends, and one of those evidences you've had. They're real, and they'll be brought to your remembrance when all these transgressions will be turned from you and me. It'll be marked the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. My peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth, give it unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What have you to arise to fear? With Christ in the vessel, I can smile at the storm. The storms of life, the storm of death is the greatest storm, isn't it, for a poor sinner. But sinners can say and only they, how precious is the word of the Lord that he's bestowed upon my soul. When he says they are all fair, my love, there is no spot, no wrinkle in thee, lest the shadow of a spot should on my soul be found. He takes the robe of the Saviour and casts it all around. Blessed truths that we have in our word and in the hymn book too. Blessed Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord will be upon you and me, then we should know something of that. And you bless him for it, that delivers you from all those fears. And he blesses you with a token of his love unto them that turn. He turns you and he graciously bestows upon you the word of truth, which becomes more and more a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Blessed be his holy name. The Redeemer shall come. And the ransom we're going to sing about in the end, the ransom of the Lord shall return. He draws them. He'll be here first, dear friends. He'll be in the place. And he'll draw them by cause of man, by the bands of his love. They cannot resist him. Grace is irresistible, as I've said before, and we'll say it again. And grace is sufficient, strength made perfect in weakness. You glory in your infirmities, because he hides your infirmities. They've been the means of bringing you to repentance. They've been bringing you to the throne of divine grace to seek pardon, to seek forgiveness, to seek a token of his everlasting love. He waits to be gracious, but he's heard your groanings. You're a prisoner of hope. Groanings, dear friends. I spoke to a friend on occasion since he'd been here. I said, we're prisoners of hope. Prisoners of hope. The Lord's not going to give us a pat on the back. No, we don't want it. It's the flesh. No, God forbid that I should glory. Save the cross of Christ, my Lord, by whom the world is separated underneath and I'm the world. And you'll have these moments of separation. And you'll be brought there, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, as one of old Paul did, didn't he? What a turning around it was him, dear friends, from his iniquities. And oh, what a mercy to be able to look to the Lord and see what he has done for the souls of his dear people. The soul that with sincere desire seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. Oh, blessed mercy, dear friends, to know the Lord of life and glory, who has bought you with a price. There'll be real evidences in your life. It won't be a lot, it'll be a little. But it's real, it's solid, it's lasting for the benefit of your living soul. Sincere desires. Yes, you might get disappointed. Service after service, and I do not get what I want. Well, the time, as I said earlier this afternoon, the time. Season most fit his love to disclose, and it won't be before or after, but a set time to favour your soul and mind. His faith, dear friends, is the substance of things hoped for. Faith puts your trust in the Lord Jesus, in what he has inclined your heart and mind to pursue. The Israelites of old were faint but pursuing an object in view, the land of Canaan, a type of heaven. And you and I will look for that pure life of the Spirit within our souls. And he purifies the child of God. Though they may be tempted in many points, Jesus suffers them to come unto me and forbid them to know. For such is the kingdom of heaven, as he lies for the children. And we need a childlike spirit to live and certainly to die on, to feel the preciousness of the knowledge of Christ. Then but turn from the transgression. Oh, you see, to have the seed of Jacob is a blessed hope for you and me. And though you're far from pure in your body, but this is the purity, dear friends, of the imputed robe of Christ's righteousness that covers with a mantle of forgiving love all your sins and all your transgression. And you go in the strength of that. You go in the strength of those promises that are yea and amen in Christ. And so you bless the Lord. If you're one of these plants that is implanted in the church of God, and you'll grow, although you seem not to grow, you'll grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and your Saviour. Turn. Return from the world and turn unto the living Saviour and to seek the inheritance of Jacob, an everlasting place in heaven above. After all you said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be forever. What a prospect there for a poor sinner, who may get cast down and yet hoping in God. My soul wait upon thee. We see in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The Redeemer shall come. To Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. And he said, this is my covenant with you. He has sealed your name in the covenant of grace. He bought you with a price, and you cost him dearly, even as individuals, but collectively, a multitude that no man can number. They shall embrace heaven forevermore, a new heaven, a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Oh, where we bless the Lord then, for the memory of the just. Their brother-in-laws I talk about in our first marriage got the victory at the age of 96, I think it was. Time, you see, to be delivered from his infirmities. And they're now in heaven. And all we have to say, Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom, remember me. And so will you. It'll be the plea that you are pleading of your soul. And now that in thy kingdom art, dear Lord, remember me. And he said, when thou comest into thy kingdom, remember me. And the Lord said, today. And there'll be a set day when you and I, by the grace of God, shall be in heaven, in that everlasting kingdom, to be forever with the Lord. Blessed mercy. The Redeemer of the Lord shall come to Zion, gathering his souls here and there, down through life's journey. And heaven is never filled, but there'll be a multitude that no man can number. Hell will never be full. But blessed be God to be amongst these chosen vessels who he has laid down his life for on Calvary Street. And he's ascended. The grave could not hold him. God raised him from the dead. And all power is given unto him in heaven and earth. And he will favour you and me, I believe. Keep alive our souls, though sometimes in darkness, in bondage, through fear of death, as some spend their lives in this fear. And God knows the appointed time. What a mercy knows the appointed time that rolls on the place, not to propose but call by grace, to change the heart, renew the will. See, that's turning Jacob, that's turning you. To change the heart, renew your will, and return your feet and mind to Zion's hill. And he bids you, come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Resting in the tokens of his love that he's bestowed, that he's spoken to you and me of. You'll behold the Lamb of God that takes away all your worldly sinful sins. And you are complete in him, complete in the knowledge of the truth, complete in pardon and the security of it. We if sin be pardoned, I am secure, death and no sting beside. The law they set it as damning power. The price my Saviour died. Blessed Jesus, oh, to seek that nearness to him, that closer walk with God, that calm and heavenly flame, that light that shines upon the road that leads us to the Lamb. Blessed Jesus. Oh, to feel a little of the preciousness that the late Jesse Dowes had on his pillow, that Christ was more precious to him than earth and all his comforts are. And so with you and me, we enjoy our earth's comforts. We bless God for them. Give us a little comfort in life's journey. But oh, there's no comfort like the comforter coming, who would not leave you comfortless, but comfort your drooping spirit and say, Son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Daughter, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. That's real peace. That's true peace that he gives and will never withdraw. For you'll be a companion of Christ in heaven forevermore, forevermore, if he's turning you and me. And you'll know that your Redeemer liveth and will stand at the latter day to come and gather your soul from earth and convey it to heaven to be forever with the Lord. May the Lord bless our few remarks. May he forgive our sins and undertake for us as we ask you for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn number 532. The tune is Adoration 528. The ransom of the Lord shall come, shall unto Zion come. A faithful, loving God will surely bring them home. He gave his life a ransom price, and Zion shall in him rejoice. The promise of the Lord shall stand forever good, and Zion shall record the wonders of his love. Redemption's glorious work is done, the ransom shall to Zion come.
Thank you.
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. We ask you, O Lord, for Christ's sake. Amen.